A group of about 50 protesters howled and chanted outside the Fish and Game office, expressing dismay with the annual 40-mile area wolf kill. The winter-spring wolf hunt is aimed at growing the 40-mile caribou herd, but recent Fish and Game research shows it hasn't worked. The state plans to suspend the program next spring, not soon enough for protester and hunter Frank Maxwell.
Limitations on the caribou populations are not due to wolves or predation. It's due to nutritional stress, as their studies have said. So it's just wasting animals, wasting life, and wasting money.
Over 1,000 wolves have been shot from aircraft in the state program since 2004, with the harvest ramping up in recent years. Fish and Game Regional Supervisor Darren Bruning says despite indications that habitat is limiting caribou herd growth, the state will continue the wolf kill another year for research reasons.
Having 7 years of high-intensity removal data to compare to the previous 7 years of low-intensity removal data is the most consistent, reasonable, and responsible approach.
Bruning maintains the comparison data is important to all interests,
including the International 40-Mile Harvest Management Coalition and those who do not support predation control or are unsure about its benefits.
Bruning says the program will halt in the spring of 2018, after which biologists will see how the caribou fare without wolf control. Protester Sean McGuire with Alaskans for Wildlife says continuing the wolf kill for another season just for science is wrong.
I mean, these wolves are very intelligent, highly social creatures. To run an experiment on them when it's not even going to help the caribou herd, that is really outrageous.
McGuire adds that the predator control program costs Fish and Game over $37,000 per wolf harvested, spending the cash-strapped state can't afford. The state's Bruning emphasizes that the 40-mile area wolf kill will only be temporarily halted next spring. He could not say when it would resume. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.